Yeah, all my life I've been called a rather extreme radical, but most of what I've done all my life is be a bridge builder. And so anyone who has a vested interest, of course, calls anyone who tries to make connections, out of hand. What you've done, your book, Language Older Than Words, I find this absolutely incredible because, let me give you a plug, it pulls together the seriousness of personal oppression, spiritual oppression, political and economic oppression. Right. And if we do not articulate that in a single package, then we can always be lined up to shoot each other down over what our specialty is. I'd like to pose a couple of groups. You have your establishment, liberal, comfortable, middle class, many of whom consider themselves radical, who are so comfortable in their lifestyle that, number one, they will not permit the articulation of how serious the problem is, and they will do anything to suppress that articulation. And so you have this group, which is a pretty large group in our society, and they'll vote one way or the other. You got your young anarchists who say, well, it's all out of hand, fuck it, don't try. And you got the working class, which is being decimated, but has bought into the system because of the trickle down from imperialism. And so where do we build the connections?
There's a couple things. One is, one of the things I really like doing is finding the places where people are already upset at the system and sort of driving wedges there. So, you know, asking people if they like their jobs, about 90% say no. So, let's start with a wage economy and let's build from there. Or, let's start with men's oppression of women and work from there. Or let's talk about the first two lines of Walking on Water are, as is true for most people I know, I've always loved learning. As is also true for most people I know, I always hated school. Why is that? And for a while I was doing these school bashing talks at colleges, and they were received really well. And, oh, here's a great story. Years ago, I was getting some firewood, way when I lived in Eastern Washington, I was getting some firewood way back in the National Forest out of a slash pile, and my pickup got a flat tire, and of course I hadn't checked the spare for years, and the spare's flat. I'm not gonna walk out of this. I'm thumping along like 2 miles an hour, and I get to this guy's house and ask him if he has a pump, and he doesn't, but he has a spare, which he gives me. So I take the spare, drive home, and then the next day I go back with his spare, and I also bring him a cake. And he invites me into his house, and there's like chainsaws on the walls everywhere. You know, we have a piece of cake, and then he says, I got a lot of firewood out in back, you want me to just give you a load? And I say, sure, great. So we walk outside, he's holding a chainsaw, and he says, by the way, what do you do? I'm like, I'm a writer. He said, what do you write? I'm thinking, science fiction, fantasy. I don't lie very well, so I told the truth, which is that at the time I was writing Railroads and Clearcuts, and I said, I'm writing a book about how the Big Four timber companies got their land illegally, the Big Four timber companies in the Pacific Northwest got their land illegally from the public domain. He turns red in the face and starts swearing. I'm looking for a break in the fence. And then it takes me about 20 seconds to realize that he's an independent law group been put out of business by Plum Creek. He hates him worse than I do, which I didn't think was possible. And he knows him better than I do, which I didn't think was possible. And it takes us about another 20 seconds to have our arms around each other's shoulders just swapping atrocity stories. And so what we said is we came to this agreement that, okay, we're going to work together to take down Plum Creek. And I said, look, I'm against all industrial forestry, and once we take out Plum Creek, I'm coming after you. And then we both just laughed because we both knew that it was the work of our lifetime to take out Plum Creek. So our difference was essentially theoretical.